WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The two northbound lanes in the 2500 block of Texas Avenue are now open. Southbound lanes will be closed for a few more hours while College Station police investigate an accident that happened around 3 a.m. According to the report, a truck leaving the drive of Days Inn pulled in front of a southbound motorcycle. The motorcyclist struck the bed of the truck and was thrown several feet. The rider, who was wearing a helmet, died. His identity is being withheld until his family is notified. The accident is still under investigation. For the third time this month, College Station police make an arrest on a charge of filing a false report.
21-year-old Chancellor Mitchell of College Station told police, according to his arrest report, he was trying to get a friend out of the house more. That's why he called the friend's house last month, told the friend's roommate he was an Atmos Energy employee, and told everyone in the house to evacuate because of the risk of a natural gas explosion. The roommate called Atmos, who in turn contacted CSPD. Police brought in the bomb squad and considered evacuating the neighborhood south of Oakwood Intermediate School. Atmos cleared the house on Glade Street, and PD found nothing suspicious. About 1 hour later, police learned of the suspect through other occupants of the evacuated home. Officers found Mitchell, and he admitted to making the call. Mitchell, who was arrested last week, is out of jail on a bond, promising he'll appear at future court hearings. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has approved more infrastructure improvements in the Northgate District.
It's a combination of work that we're doing in Northgate. They're replacing bollards, and there's also a loading zone modification where we are extending the sidewalk and some drainage improvements right there along University Drive.
And we've talked to the businesses there. Or they know what's happening?
Through the Northgate Merchants Association, this has been an ongoing effort for several years.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon answered Councilwoman Blanche Brick's question before the unanimous vote to approve a nearly $300,000 contract. The project, which is in an area bordered by University, College Main, Lodge, and Church, will also replace existing bollards at four locations along University. Memorial Day is not a happy day, so says the speaker at this year's Twin Cities All Veterans Memorial Day program.
I wish you a solemn, contemplative Memorial Day, where you come to terms with the fact that there's sorrow, there's remembrance.
John Hines of the Bryan American Legion says if there is something to celebrate, it's about celebrating in a spiritual way those in the military who gave their lives so we can be free.
We still worship as we please. We are Americans, and we have to thank them for that.
Hines said the next time he hears someone on TV say, "Have a happy Memorial Day," he might have to throw something through his TV. The Brazos County A&M Coaches Night is your chance to talk Aggie sports and meet some of the country's top college coaches, all while giving back to current and future A&M students. Co-chair Shelby Cooper says the money goes directly back to students from Brazos County.
We're here to support our local students that stayed here and decided to come to Texas A&M. Last year, we were able to raise right at $100,000 to give back. So that takes a big burden off of a good handful of students.
Cooper says tickets are now on sale for the event on Wednesday, June 21st at the Brazos County Expo. More information is online at bcamc.org. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning to be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs are their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cloudiness will drift across the area today, but we'll also see periods of partial sun. There is the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm later today. Highs 85 to 90. Tonight turning partly to mostly cloudy, a low close to 70. Tomorrow remaining partly to mostly cloudy. Shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow afternoon. Highs 85 to near 90. Showers and storms possible tomorrow night. And again Thursday, highs Thursday 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs are the number 3 seed at the Houston Regional in the NCAA Division I Championship. Coach Rob Childress weighs in on that. Meanwhile, the Bombers took down the Texarkana Twins yesterday, and the Astros trounced the Twins in their to extend their winning streak while the Rangers streak came to an end. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And you don't have anything more important to do tonight than watch House of Cards.
Oh.
So now, are either of y'all as hooked on this show as I am?
No.
Okay. Watched a few of the first season episodes and I liked it, but yeah. Then I ended up getting busy and not finishing it.
And see, the first time it came on, actually, I turned it on and I fell asleep during the first one. I was so bored. And so I tried it again, and that's it.
I watched the first season. Yeah. And then maybe a couple episodes into the second, but kind of like Brad, I just wasn't hooked enough to keep watching.
Well, and that's the thing is, so you've got Kevin Spacey playing Francis, and he, he's... we have a new president since last season. And so if they're going to try to outdo reality with a television show, we'll see. But
yeah.
I don't know if they can do that. Anyway, it's on Netflix.
Kevin Spacey's great, though.
He does. He does good work. That's there's no doubt. Okay, so I think Chipotle Mexican Grill has not been in the news for, I don't know.
A couple weeks,
Well, till now. We found out last Friday, a blog post revealed that hackers use malware to infect the company's cash registers sometime between March 24th and April 18th to capture information stored on the mag strip, the credit card.
Nice.
It's called track data. Company spokesman told CNN, quote, most but not all restaurants may have been involved. Most but not all. So that gives you some little slice of hope that maybe your credit card information wasn't... captured
someplace.
So
you're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance. A list of the restaurants and the times they were affected apparently can be found on Chipotle's website. Company said that victims should check their credit card statements, contact the FTC, the Attorney General in their home state, or their local police department. Unfortunately, the hacking, of course, the second problem they've had since that food thing.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we'll see how that works out for them. Sorry to hear that. All right, so we told you about the spring, the ratings, the TV ratings came out, but we didn't mention the newscast. You know that the networks, the major networks, have this newscast where a guy actually sits down and does the news for like 30 minutes? It's kind of quaint. I know, the very idea that you might watch that. But anyhow, in the evening news race, ABC's World News Tonight now has won 3 rating sweeps, November, February, and May, among total viewers back-to-back for the first time in 21 years since Peter Jennings was the anchor. I have to say, it's called World News Tonight with David Muir, I believe is his name. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what he looks like.
Really?
I've never seen him before.
He's a dapper young fella.
Okay, well, I'm sure, yeah. Anyway, averaged 7.5 million viewers. NBC's Nightly News with Lester Holt, also at 7.5 million. Scott Guns Up Pelley from Texas Tech and CBS in at 6.1 million. So
okay,
there we go. If we cared that much.
Yeah.
As far as the primetime ratings, so CBS did win the ratings race with the most total viewers. NBC picked up the 18 to 49s. That's the age demo that they really want. Variety reports the number one new TV show for 2016 was NBC's This Is Us.
All right. Yes.
So there. Okay. That's
so good.
That's not bad. Actually, just below The Big Bang Theory as far as ratings.
Okay.
And weekend football broadcasts and Modern Family, Grey's Anatomy, The Bachelor, and both editions of The Voice were also in the overall top 10. Also, top new show was Michael Weatherly's Bull.
Mm-hmm.
That's on CBS. Okay. And so there you go. If you're watching TV, you know, at real time, like
real
everybody
time.
Else does, which you don't.
On your
understand.
TV.
Okay. Who does that?
All right, so a few weeks ago, some middle school teacher in Georgia lost their jobs after they gave some end-of-year awards to students. Remember the one about most likely to not pay attention, and that was
right.
A girl who had ADHD?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. In Texas, at the Anthony Aguirre Junior High School in Houston, they gave out fake awards last week. A couple of them stand out. Lizeth Villanueva won the award as most likely to become a terrorist.
Yeah, that's the award I want to win.
Right after the attack in Manchester.
On.
Like the day after.
Yeah. And then there was a girl named Sydney Cesar who won the award of most likely to blend in with white people.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, she's
who
black.
Thinks that's okay?
I don't know.
Who's like, this is going to be funny. Watch. Yeah.
The teacher was suspended for the rest of the year.
And they're junior high kids, right?
Yeah,
so like seventh grade?
Yep.
That won't be impactful on the rest of their future.
But again, the teacher was suspended for the rest of the year.
No, fire her or him.
Last week. Anyway, the district says they're investigating. Well, certainly hope so.
There is nothing good that could have come from that.
No.
Nothing.
Terrible. Terrible.
How in the world did they sit down and think that worked?
And there's a number of people that this went by that nobody could have been like, this might not be a good idea here.
Could we maybe?
Most likely to blend in with white people?
I know there was a terror attack yesterday, but terrorist, that's probably a good award.
Let's use that word anyway. Wants,
right. It's like, most likely to end up in jail.
Well, they're... And again, how many years has this teacher or these teachers who came up with
been
this?
Doing this?
Right.
Yeah. Is this the first year they've given away these fake awards?
Are they brand new teachers? That doesn't mean it's okay. Are they brand new teachers? But if they're not, well, okay. Anyhow, that's in Houston. And a butcher in Madison, Wisconsin just upped the ante when it comes to customer service. RJ's Meats is now selling bacon, brats, and other cuts of meat out of a vending machine.
Oh, yeah.
Owner Rick Reams has seen the demand for his prime cuts and quality beef grow over his 30 years as owner. However, in this 24/7 society, he cannot accommodate every customer. To make his hours more convenient, he turned to the popular product out of Europe that, in fact, is a twist on the traditional vending machine. This is a machine that's refrigerated, clearly, and it's designed to dispense fresh meat. So they've been doing it in Europe for a while.
That's cool.
Now we have the first one here.
There you go.
Fresh meat dispenser.
Well, and again, if you're dealing with, if you're dealing with maybe ground meat, I don't know that I want to be buying a cut of steak from a machine. Hello?
Yes, those awards were jokes. And the kids knew they were jobs.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm certain. We do that.
Okay.
We do that, too.
Okay, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, at...
Can you give us an idea? Can you give us an idea of some of those comedy-type awards? I mean, the thing is, that's pretty third-rail issue when you're talking about terrorism and race. Don't you agree?
I agree, but... the kids understand.
Okay.
That it's
all right. If it's within the context,
yeah,
and I get it. And I guess You talked to the administration. Y'all have discussed this with the administration before.
No, I'm not having anything to do with it. I have just seen it at our school before.
Okay.
And I know that's what they're doing because that's what they did here.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I mean, it's obvious that they were meant to be jokes. I think it was
It's not funny.
It was the subject matter and the words they chose to use that were...
There is nothing okay with that.
Well, what I'm saying is, but do they say that to themselves about a third person? And again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, though, are those words spoken?
Like for instance, putting it up against, say, an award for, like, snappiest dresser, that's appropriate.
Okay.
You know, but most likely to become a terrorist, same kind of joke award, I get it, but not appropriate.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I hear you. Well, again, they probably won't happen anymore.
Yeah.
There'll be some discussion about that, and we'll find out, are they doing that here? Well, let's not do that anymore.
Yeah.
See how that works out for us. All right, so Back to the Future. Both of y'all seen the movie?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Hang on, let me snag a call here. Tell me.
Yeah, it's all right for the instructor to do that, but what happens if the student was to say that about an instructor? That would be a completely different scenario.
You know, or even if a kid starts, you know, calling another kid a name or you know, something.
Oh,
so
we could go downhill.
Just because it's prefaced with, well, everyone, this is a joke. We're all kidding, so it makes it okay.
All right. No. Okay. See how, once again, we'll see if that policy changes.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, you've seen Back to the Future.
Yes.
Okay. Idea is that you go back in time, you get into this DeLorean, which is, you know, a really cool-looking car, stainless steel and all that kind of stuff, and you're able to travel in time. Well, when Spencer White's DeLorean hit 88 miles an hour on Highway 14 in California, he did not go back to the future. Instead, he got a ticket. You see, here's the deal. Doc Brown's DeLorean time machine, when you hit 88 miles an hour in the movie, then the flux capacitor would be activated and the passengers inside would travel through time. So Mr. White decided to take his mom on the freeway in his 1982 stainless steel DeLorean.
Uh-huh.
Shortly after merging into traffic, checked the speedometer, he realized he was doing 85. He just didn't realize he'd gotten that fast. He said, I thought, quote, well, let's take it to 88.
See what happens.
So he did. A couple of seconds after hitting 88, that's when the California Highway Patrolman's lights were flashing behind him. The officer, in fact, showed him his radar gun, and he was clocked at exactly 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But the flux capacitor apparently did not kick in if he has one in there. So as a result, all he did was get a fairly expensive ticket.
Bet he wishes he could go back in time and change that decision.
Yeah.
There.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hello, it's Toyota's Toyota Time Sales Event. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, yeah, so your sales event's on, right?
Yes, now's the perfect time to choose from low APR financing and great lease offers, now through May 31st.
Hey, guys, it's on! Oh, that's great.
You must be looking for a new Toyota.
Actually, we work at the rival dealership down the street, and with all your deals on that giant selection of Toyotas, business is pretty slow, so we figured we'd take off for a little R&R. Who wants another hot dog?
This event goes on all month, right?
That's right. I guess during our Toyota Time Sales event, you all can do some serious bonding.
Oh, you will not do it, Bill. Hey, Bill's about to do a giant cannonball off the roof. I gotta run. We just love your sales event.
And we do, too.
Oh, that's gonna hurt, man.
Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details. Qualified lessees can lease a new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N531-17.
You know, you can make this a Rolex Father's Day if you want to. David Gardner thinks that'd probably be a great idea. And, you know, to go along with that Rolex watch that you get from David Gardner's, an authorized Rolex dealer, they also have authorized Rolex service. Jerry Zerbe's been there for over 10 years, as a matter of fact. And the thing that's different is you don't usually find markets this size that actually have authorized Rolex workmanship. They don't have the guarantee. Because what happens is they don't have the certified repair person to work on Rolexes in markets this size. But when they do, like they do with David Gardner's, what it does is it extends the warranty, the work that they do. So stop by and see them. Pick out a Rolex for Dad this year. After all, that dad deserves it, doesn't he? And then you get authorized Rolex service afterwards, too. Now, you'll find more and more David Gardner creations, both for men and women at David Gardner's, too. That's basically what David has done. David and Julie decided, well, you know, there's so many people who talk about the creations we've made right here in their store at 911 University Drive that they decided to expand the selection when it comes to that. So if you've got a Father's Day gift in mind or you've got something else that maybe is more personal, a special day that you want to make noted, then a piece of jewelry from David Gardner's, a DG creation or other designers, a great place to start. David Gardner's, they're at 911 University.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Good morning, 726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We'll get to about 86 today, and tomorrow, slight chance of showers today. It's a little bit better tomorrow with a 40% chance of showers. And then we'll gradually warm up to get near 90 by the time we get to the weekend. But the chances of showers increase as well. Wednesday night, it's 40%. It's 60% during the day on Thursday, 50% on Friday, and then 40% on Saturday. Currently, we've got winds out of the east. Yeah, they've already shifted around. They started in the north, but they're in the east, and they'll probably turn toward the south before the day's over. And we've got to 69 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Now, according to Politico, Republicans are facing anger at town hall meetings from Obamacare lovers. Near Sacramento, Republican California Congressman Tom McClintock was greeted by hundreds of protesters who had no interest in a town hall discussion. They were there to disrupt. They shouted him down. They were so vicious that Congressman needed a police escort to get him out of the event while the disruptors screamed resist and shame. Florida Congressman Gil Villarakis faced a hostile crowd in Pinellas County. Politico says that Villarakis got 2 hours of anger from his constituents, young, old, black, and white, who demanded he not repeal Obamacare. Now, these protests are not spontaneous. They're manufactured. They're part of a left-wing strategy. How do I know? Easy. Before he left office, Obama met with Democrats to scheme how they could sabotage Republicans and Obamacare. They didn't even bother to hide it. It was well reported by the drive-bys. They aren't even waiting until the Republicans announce their plans on Obamacare. These protesters just want to intimidate Republicans into doing nothing. So some bought and paid for protesters are being bussed in to disrupt town hall meetings. That's no reason for Republicans to go wobbly. After the November election, there are no more excuses. Zero. They've got to ignore the staged anger and do what they promised. Repeal Obamacare once and for all and get going on tax cuts now.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A motorcyclist is dead after an accident this morning around 3 a.m. in the 2500 block of Texas Avenue near the Days Inn. According to the College Station police report, a truck leaving the hotel pulled in front of the southbound motorcycle. The motorcyclist, who was wearing a helmet, struck the passenger side of the truck and was thrown several feet. His identity is being withheld until his family is notified. The southbound lanes of Texas Avenue are still closed while police continue their investigation. More infrastructure improvements are coming to the Northgate District. Public Works Director Donald Harmon told the City Council at its last meeting about adding sidewalks and drainage in a current loading area along University.
It's between Lodge and College Main, that section right there along University. Right now, the flexible bollards are there. It'll be replaced along that same perimeter, but with curb and sidewalk.
Removable bollards would be installed in four locations where the existing pneumatic bollards no longer work.
There are bollards throughout that little Northgate section along College Main at Patricia. There are some on Lodge, and then there are some further down close to Church Avenue and right there at University.
The council unanimously approved the nearly $300,000 contract. No timeline was given when construction would start or end. A Bryan man went to jail for the third time this year last Friday night.
Bryan police made a nighttime traffic stop on a car with only one working headlight. That led to the arrest of 30-year-old Frederick Burrell Jr. for driving with a suspended license with prior convictions. He's out of jail after posting a $2,000 bond and paying almost $1,000 in fines from two prior traffic convictions. According to his arrest report, Burrell's had his driver's license suspended 15 times. Online jail records show he was arrested twice in January by College Station police for misdemeanor possession of marijuana and by A&M police for driving without a license. College Station police arrested a Grimes County man after witnesses reported his car knocked a hole in the garage of a home on Deacon Drive, then took off. According to the arrest report, a patrol officer found 35-year-old Jared Phelps of Shiro stopped along Rock Prairie Road between Bird Pond and Fitch attempting to fix a tire. Phelps was arrested for DWI and striking the garage. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If you were planning to fly a drone over Kyle Field, it may become illegal.
A measure making it a crime to fly unmanned aircraft over sports arenas holding at least 30,000 people. And also jails or prisons passed the legislature on Sunday night. The final version of the bill also prohibits drones over immigrant detention centers. Starting September 1st, operating a drone intentionally over such a facility will be punishable by up to 6 months in jail. The regulation is designed to protect the public from weapons that drones could possibly carry and to prevent drones from sneaking drugs or contraband to inmates. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
Also from Austin, a proposal to allow public votes on future annexations died following a Sunday night filibuster in the Senate.
The bill would have limited the ability of major cities to annex. San Antonio State Senator Jose Menendez talked for more than 2 hours against the bill, claiming if cities can't use their zoning power to protect military bases, thousands of jobs may be in jeopardy.
President Trump's budget proposal released earlier this week calls for a new round of military base closures in 2021. We all recognize the severe economic impact this would have on Texas and our communities.
By the time Menendez's filibuster ended after midnight, the deadline to approve the anti-annexation bill had passed. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Tickets are now on sale for the Brazos County A&M Club Coaches Night fundraiser on Wednesday, June 21st.
Coaches Night is about bringing together the Texas A&M Aggie coaches in order to raise money for scholarships for students from the Brazos County who want to attend or who are currently attending Texas A&M.
Co-chair Shelby Cooper says a record number of coaches are attending this year's event, which includes cocktail hour, dinner, and live and silent auctions.
9 head coaches committed thus far, and we have assistant coaches rolling in as well. So we're very, very excited to host all of them and thank them for a fantastic and amazing season.
Cooper says Aggie football coach Kevin Sumlin is this year's main speaker. For more information or to purchase your tickets, go online to bcamc.org. How to respect Memorial Day was part of the message from this year's speaker at the Twin Cities All Veterans Memorial Day program. John Hines of the Bryan American Legion asked the audience if they had watched television earlier in the day.
If I hear one more idiot on the news say Happy Memorial Day, I may have to throw something through my TV.
Hines wished for a solemn and contemplative Memorial Day.
But if you want to celebrate something, celebrate those young men and women in a spiritual way that they gave their lives so we can sit here on this Monday in May 2017, and guess what? We're still free.
Hines said Memorial Day can be celebrated in a spiritual way for being able to worship as we please. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 926-2C.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed with the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Good morning, 7:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudiness will drift across the area today, but we'll also see periods of partial sun. There is the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm later today. Highs 85 to 90. Tonight turning partly to mostly cloudy, a low close to 70. Tomorrow remaining partly to mostly cloudy. Shower, thunderstorm possible tomorrow afternoon. Highs 85 to near 90. Showers and storms possible tomorrow night. And again Thursday, highs Thursday 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team is gearing up to face Baylor at the Houston Regional in the NCAA Division I Championship. Meanwhile, the Stros defeated the Twins, but the Rangers weren't quite as lucky against the Rays. And Tiger Woods says his DUI was not alcohol-related. It was due to medication.
Of course not.
All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Under the influence can mean more than one thing, Tiger.
That's probably right.
Meanwhile, a zookeeper got mauled by a tiger in the zoo.
Yeah. If you missed that this morning, our Fox News fellows decided to take the mauling of a zoo employee by a tiger and then transition into our own little tiger story over here in U.S. America. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate you doing that. That's good. All right. Have you ever heard this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what that sound is,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Law and order.
That's it. Woo-hoo! It's Law and Order. So do you know the story of that sound?
No.
You have no idea, right?
No.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You go back to, and let me see, like the show went on 27 years ago. Is that right? Hard to believe. It's September the 13th, 27 years ago is when Law and Order came on for the very first time. It was their first episode called Prescription for Death. Well, they needed to come up with some sort of a sound, and so Mike Post, who's done, I don't know, theme songs for all sorts of TV shows, said I wanted to come up with a very distinctive sound, and that way you'd know exactly what it was. So they use this now every time they do a scene change. I presume most folks have watched Law & Order, right? Whether you watch it now or not.
And there's, you know, obviously Law & Order SVU, there's Law & Order, there's other ones.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, so we get this thing. Chung chung or whatever.
Dun, dun.
It is combining six or seven different sounds to get that very effect, according to Mike Post. The kicker is, nestled within that is the sound of 500 Japanese men stomping their feet on a wooden floor.
What?
That's
really?
What Mike Post says. He told Entertainment Weekly it's some sort of a monstrous kabuki event.
Okay.
Probably one of those large dance classes that they hold.
Right.
They did this whole big stomp thing. And, well, somebody went out and sampled that, and so he got it.
Okay.
So there you are. In the same article, Post said, it's odd to be honest when you've written a theme that you think is very musical and everybody wants to talk about that thing right there, which
That's
is not
funny.
Music at all.
Yeah. Huh.
So we've all heard it, and there it is. 500 Japanese guys.
Now I'm going to think about that every time.
That's right, doing a kabuki dance. So we're doing a commercial right now, I think, for Aggieland.com about stealing lunches. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, help wanted. Uh-huh.
Well, it says here that according to a new survey, one out of three people say they've had someone steal their lunch at work, and 16% say it happened to them within the last week of taking the survey. Survey also found that 19% of us have gotten into an argument with a coworker for stealing stuff from them. This must be a thing.
A lot of people working with those Daves from Aguilay and Help Wanted.
Exactly. This must clearly be a thing.
See, that's why I eat so healthy.
Yeah.
No one steals my lunch.
Good point. And, you know, we ought to. We probably ought to take a picture once every couple of weeks and just post what people have left in there. Because, again, we deal with different times. I mean, there's some people don't come to work here until 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 or whatever. Well, they're going to bring something different to eat than we might if we're going to keep something in the refrigerator. And then there are folks who are just weird. Okay?
Yeah,
who will, okay, you'll do that, right? You'll eat Italian food at 5 in the morning, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah.
So,
I will say the only time I've ever been tempted is if there's been a pizza box with, like, leftover pizza in it.
Okay.
And it doesn't have anyone's name on it.
Right.
Because the problem with up here, too, we also get food brought to us.
We do.
That's, like, office-wide.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I've said tempted. I've never actually taken it because I figure it might actually belong to someone who ordered that pizza.
Oh, okay.
If I know it was in here, in the break room, if there are two pizza boxes in the refrigerator,
right. then you know that probably came from.
Yeah. But I've never, ever even thought that I could take someone's lunch.
Yeah, like open up their Tupperware and take the stuff out. Yeah, that is something a little bit different. I would just think.
That's bizarre.
This looks great.
But then at the same time, you look at it and go, what are these people doing eating this stuff?
Yeah.
Anyhow, we have, and we have, I guarantee in the last year, had every possible combination of yogurt and something. You know, there's plain yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
You see the things they put in yogurt now
everything.
To make people eat them?
Everything. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, here's some good, healthy yogurt. Oh, look, there's M&M's
on top. Let's put some chocolate chips.
Yeah, let's do that. Bloody drizzle.
Yeah, and some peanut butter.
That'll be fine.
Super healthy Greek yogurt snack.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing so well. All right, so the countries that have the best food. The countries that have the best food. 25,000 people voted online, decided what was the best cuisine. Number five was Japanese.
Okay.
Number four was Spanish, not Mexican. Spanish.
Spanish.
Okay.
Food.
All right.
Number three, Indian. Number two, French. And number one was Italian.
I knew number one was going to be Italian.
Yeah, well, you know that. Well, again, it's got, hey, it's got tomato sauce
and
spices.
Carbs.
Garlic.
And,
yeah, lots of carbs.
Cheese.
That's right. Yep, good stuff like that. Rest of them in the top 10 was Greek, then Mexican, Thai, Chinese, and German.
Okay.
Vietnamese was 11th, and American food was 12th. American food.
All right.
Nowhere on the list, Canadian. Can you name a Canadian dish? You know what I'm saying?
Goose.
They have dishes?
Goose.
Canadian bacon?
Maple syrup?
Yeah, maple syrup.
There
maybe
you go.
So.
It's not bad.
Yeah, because it's on the flag.
No,
yeah.
I don't know what Canadian food would necessarily be.
I don't either. They've stolen most stuff from other countries, the way I figure it. They make it their own way. However they did, that was the first place I've told you, the first place I found gravy-flavored potato chips.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Poutine or poudin or something?
Oh, yeah, that stuff, yeah, with the fries covered in gravy.
Curd.
Yeah, right.
I will say that was my favorite, kind of segment that we would do in school is when you're talking about different countries.
Oh, okay.
And every once in a while, we would do like a food segment where everyone got a different country and then had to go home and make a dish from that country and then bring it in. You got to, you know, taste of the world a little bit.
And that would, I can remember that too. In A&M Consolidated at the junior high, the old buildings that they built, I think they were WPA projects. Anyway, these were rooms that had sliding walls. I mean, they were built in the late 40s, and they had sliding walls, and so you could open up the wall and two classrooms could share.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And that was back when it was okay for them to say, you know, you're in 2A, and you're in 2B, and you're in 2C, and you're in 2D. Well, 2A was, of course, the elevated class, and I wasn't there. But anyway, I was in B, so we shared a wall, but that teacher pushed the wall back and had sent off to New England to get genuine maple syrup.
Oh.
Because all we ever got was like, you know, the Aunt Jemima or Miss Buttersworth or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But she did that, so we got a chance to at least sample that one thing. We never, you know, it was a long time ago. We weren't going to actually do foreign countries and stuff like that. But that's the other thing, too, is now, you know, there are people who actually are natives of those countries.
Exactly.
And, you could. You could really get the real thing.
Yeah.
But, again, can you bring food to school anymore?
I don't think so. Too many allergies.
Yeah. That's right. Can't do
obesity.
Or there wouldn't be enough for everybody.
And if you're
not bringing enough for the entire school, then you can't bring any food.
Exactly.
All right. 748.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Okay, guys, if you want to have a better sex life with your wife, you're going to want to listen closely to what I'm about to say. I've got a helpful suggestion that can genuinely improve how often your wife will be interested in intimacy with you. And here it is. Take some initiative. Pursue your wife, not to get something from her, but to offer your heart to her. Your wife will be more willing to connect with you physically if you're taking the initiative to connect with her emotionally. Pursue her in a way that causes her to feel loved and cherished. Your wife should feel treasured, not objectified. So if you plan to initiate sex with her later tonight, initiate relationship with her throughout the day, not just at night when you're ready. Your question shouldn't be, how do I get my wife interested in sex? It should be, how can I go after her heart? How can I win her over? If she doesn't seem interested, well, become more interesting. If she's too tired from a long day of work, then help out with the children and around the house and lessen the load. Also, face it, brother, there may be some nights when she's just too tired. Instead of sex, she needs a night of TLC, hugs, and a good sleep. Guys, don't try to control how your wife will respond to you. Just pursue her and focus on strengthening your relationship. Ladies, you've got some responsibilities toward your husband, too, and I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
A recent study asked 12,000 adults why they take expensive multivitamins and minerals. With the answer, here is the inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
University studies show that multivitamin supplements are mostly synthetic and do little to improve your health. I believe the secret to great health is pure, natural nutrition, not chemistry-set supplements. Great health comes from nature, and that's what's in Texas Superfood. Nature's antioxidant-rich vitamins and minerals from 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. So here's my health promise to you. Switch from your chemistry-set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days and experience increased energy, more focus, and better sleep, or return it, no questions asked.
Now, when you order two bottles of Texas Superfood, you can get the third bottle free, but you must call now. 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at texassuperfood.com. Call now, 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team was named as the number 3 seed at the Houston Regional in the NCAA Division I Championship yesterday. The bid extends the Aggies' school record string of appearances in the NCAA Championship to 11 consecutive seasons and marks the Maroon and White's 33rd overall selection to the tournament field. Here's Coach Rob Childress on what the competition looks like going into the tournament.
Well, obviously, Baylor's had a great year under Steve Rodriguez, who's done such a great job in a short period of time. Big 12 Coach of the Year and certainly playing really well. Houston won their conference tournament, had the player of the year, the pitcher of the year, and will certainly be a handful at home. And Rick Heller at Iowa does a special job of, you know, he and I are good friends. I've known him for almost 20 years. He's as good a hitting coach as there is in the country. Their 3-0 hitters got 26, 27 home runs, and they're playing with an awful lot of confidence right now rolling through the Big Ten tournament. So that'll be a great, great region.
The Aggies will face the number 2 seed Baylor Bears to open the tournament on Friday. First pitch is scheduled for 2 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers lit up the scoreboard for 9 runs and defeated the Texarkana Twins 9-2 yesterday. The Bombers started their best offensive output of the season early, putting up a run an inning for the first third of the game. Then in the middle 3 innings, they upped their output to 2 runs per inning, putting up 9 runs in the first 6 innings. With the win, the Bombers finished their first road trip of the season 2-2 and will return to Nutrabolt Stadium for their home opener on Thursday. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. In Major League Baseball,
the 1-0 swing, and that ball hit high and deep out into left field. Mazzara going back on this. He's looking up, and it's gone. Tim Beckham hits a 3-run home run, and in the blink of an eye, the Rays go on top 10-7.
Tim Beckham hit a go-ahead 3-run homer in the 7th as the Tampa Bay Rays scored 5 runs in a span of 3 pitches to beat Texas 10-8 last night, ending the Rangers' 8-game home winning streak. The Rangers face the Rays in Game 2 in Arlington tonight at 7:05, and you can catch that game on The Zone as well. Also for the Rangers, Adrian Beltre has finally begun his season after recovering from a calf strain. He had a single, recording his 2,943rd career hit, tying him with Frank Robinson for the 34th of all time. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis,
swing and a miss, struck him out, and that is the ball game.
How about the Houston Astros? Down 8-2 going into the eighth. They score 11 runs in the eighth inning to take the lead, and they win this one 16-8. One of the more impressive, one of the more improbable wins in the Astros' history.
Carlos Beltran homered and singled during an 11-run burst in the eighth inning against Minnesota's beleaguered bullpen, and the Houston Astros overwhelmed the Twins 16-8 yesterday in a matchup of AL division leaders. The Astros hope to extend their win streak to 6 as they take on the Twins in Game 2 today. First pitch for that one's at 7:10 p.m. In Florida, Tiger Woods says he didn't realize how strongly a mix of medications would affect him, resulting in a DUI arrest yesterday. Woods says he'll take full responsibility and spent nearly 4 hours in the Palm Beach County Jail. The 14-time major champion says in a statement that alcohol wasn't involved. Out on the ice, the Pittsburgh Penguins gave up a 3-goal lead in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup before pulling themselves together to defeat the Nashville Predators 5-3. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. And award-winning sports writer and commentator Frank DeFord has died. He was 78. DeFord was a 6-time Sports Writer of the Year and a member of the National Association of Sportscasters and Sports Writers Hall of Fame. He was best known for his work at Sports Illustrated and on National Public Radio. He retired this month from NPR's Morning Edition after 37 years as a contributor. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Bluebell ice cream is a full half gallon of joy. It's a bridge across a kitchen table spanning generations. A toddler getting her first taste of magic. Bluebell is a best friend, a sad movie, and a good cry. It's dessert with new neighbors, soon to be old friends. A soldier after a 4th of July parade, savoring the taste of home. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. Say I do to our rich and handsome groom's cake. Chocolate ice cream tailored to your taste with cake pieces, chocolate-coated strawberry hearts, strawberry sauce, and chocolate icing. Eat now or forever hold your peace.
Look for Bluebell ice cream half gallons and 12-pack cups for only $3.99 each when you buy two at all Kroger food stores.
Hey, there you go. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. No question, people are consuming massive amounts of YouTube. Yes, even right now. I know, there are people who are driving who are watching YouTube.
It's super safe.
Yep, sure. But anyway, it's 1 billion hours of content every single day. But for some, YouTube has become a bona fide addiction. A recent report on PBS claims a 13-year-old girl named Olivia, name's been changed to protect her identity, landed in rehab for digital addiction.
Oh, wow.
After her mother found that she was compulsively watching YouTube videos. While the digital addiction isn't officially considered a mental illness by the medical community, symptoms can be similar to substance abuse or eating disorders or gambling addictions. Olivia, according to PBS, straight-A student, choir member, who says she started watching YouTube videos in order to have things to talk about with the more popular kids. And after watching the videos on her smartphone for hours on end, day after day, including clips of girls fighting one another, her mom noticed she started to develop a short temper.
Oh, wow.
Difficult relationship with her father, death of a grandmother, and other things made matters worse. Suffering from depression, she ended up in psychiatric hospital. And as a result, they said that YouTube was one of the driving forces of that.
Wow.
In the next... Oh, it's too late. I think I've lost it. No, I may still have it. No, I have some audio from the Dow Jones report this morning where they want the tobacco industry to now pay basically for their carbon footprint.
Mm.
Okay? Let me see. This is, I may be able to find it.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Knowing that you feel guilty for feeding Fido the same old mushy, smelly, wet food, pet food makers have come up with some pricier fare that's more pleasing to your senses than your pets.
Sure.
Mars Incorporated, the world's biggest pet food company, has rolled out pot roast with spring veggies, beef stroganoff, and meat lasagna for dogs.
What?
Meat lasagna for dogs?
Okay.
Well, that's because if you just put ricotta cheese in there and no meat, they'd look at you and go, really?
Really?
Really? I'm a dog. I want
can't spring for the cheese.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go find that story, though. They want the tobacco industry to pay for their carbon footprint. Yeah. Okay. It's even worse than secondhand smoke, they say. All right.